USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter is now under hospice care at home, following in the footsteps of her husband, former President Jimmy Carter, who began hospice care 9 months ago. At 96, Rosalynn Carter is spending quality time with her family, as mentioned in a statement by their grandson on Friday. In May, the Carter Center revealed that the former First Lady had been diagnosed with dementia. On the 42nd day of the Israel-Hamas war, Israel's reportedly nearing the dismantling of the military system in the northern Gaza Strip. The focus is expected to shift to the southern part of the region. This development follows the discovery of a hostage's body in a building near Gaza's main hospital. Tensions are running high on college campuses across the U.S. since last month's Hamas attack on Israel. Nir Barkat, Israel's Minister of Economy and Industry, is warning American universities to crack down on anti-Semitism. U.S. Education Secretary Miguel Cardona agrees.
Colleges should be places where students could express themselves, and it's okay to have different beliefs, and it's okay to express those different beliefs. But when it becomes a threat to students, or when students can't feel safe walking from their dorm to their classroom because they're afraid that they're going to get harmed, that's unacceptable. We must protect students at all costs.
Barkat went on to say his recent conversations with lawmakers during his trip to the United States suggest there will be legislative efforts to crack down on anti-Semitism on campus. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are collaborating to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. And nearly 450 individuals at a Salem, Massachusetts hospital may have faced potential exposure to hepatitis and HIV due to improper IV administration over the past 2 years. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
A man has been charged in connection with the death of a Jewish protester in California. Ventura County District Attorney Eric Nasarenko announced the filing of involuntary manslaughter and battery charges against 50-year-old Loay Almaji. The charges are based on new physical and forensic evidence.
In addition, we were able to take video as well as digital footage, put it together, and establish a clear sequence of events leading up to the confrontation.
The incident occurred on November 5th during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks, where 69-year-old Paul Kessler was reportedly struck with a bullhorn during an argument, leading to him falling and hitting his head on the pavement. Kessler passed away shortly afterward. Members of the United Auto Workers Union have seemingly given their nod to a new contract with the big three U.S. automakers. The vote at General Motors was closely contested, with approximately 55% of members supporting the deal. Preliminary results indicate that members at Stellantis and Ford are also likely to approve their contracts. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year, marking a slightly over 2% increase from last year. And Broadway is set to welcome a musical centered around Tammy Faye Baker called Tammy Faye. The production boasts music by Elton John and lyrics by Jake Shears. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.